I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. Today we have a bit of a celebration of the piano sonatas of Beethoven due to the fact that the Steinway Society of Nashville and Lipscomb University are going to present a series of the entire 32 piano sonatas of Beethoven performed by a number of pianists, and we're going to have a selection from those sonatas played by three gentlemen today, Matthew Phelps, Steve Allen Hyman, and Christian Klefstad. So we're going to just get started with Matthew Phelps and the sonata in A-flat, opus 110, the first movement from that piano sonata by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Live in Studio C, the first movement of the Piano Sonata in A-flat, Opus 110 by Beethoven. That was Matthew Phelps getting started with this special Beethoven Sonata edition of Live in Studio C. Matthew is going to introduce himself now from his special chair with his special microphone and tell us about the series that you have coming up.
Thank you, Will, and thank you for having us today. Again, my name is Matthew Phelps, and I'm the Minister of Music at West End United Methodist Church and conduct a really, really fine church choir there, along with my own pro group who was on the radio a couple weeks ago. And this whole idea kind of came out of the fact that this Sunday we're doing the Beethoven Mass in C, and I was at a little get-together with Steve and Marilyn Shields-Wiltsey, and we were having a grand old time, and it just kind of blurted out of my mouth, what if we did 32 sonatas before we did this Mass in C project?
And like I do,
saying things that I thought nobody would take me seriously on, and then the very next day I got a phone call from Marilyn saying that was the greatest idea, we're going to do it. And from there it really became this community project, which was something that really went beyond my expectation. My first thought was, some of us friends would do a couple sonatas, and we'd find students from all over town to fill in sonatas here and there. And what we were really surprised about is how many really great pianists, professors like Christian, professors from Vanderbilt, Jerry Reed at Lipscomb, how many just wanted to get involved in this project. And all of a sudden we had 20 plus professional pianists who wanted to do these sonatas.
That's amazing. Well, tell us where and when.
So Friday night and Saturday night will be at Lipscomb and Ward Hall. And then Saturday during the day, beginning at 10 a.m., and then going to around 5:30, we'll be at the Steinway Gallery on Sitco Drive in their recital hall.
March 23rd and 24th.
March 23rd and 24th,
very
yes.
Good. Well, thank you very much for bringing your friends today.
Yes. And we do have a website. We have NashvilleBeethovenFestival.org, which has a lot of this information, too. Yeah.
Thanks. And we're going to hear next Steve Allen Hyman playing the second and third movements of the Piano Sonata in C sharp minor, Opus 27, number 2. bit of high drama from the piano sonatas of Beethoven, the second and third movements from the piano sonata in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, number 2, played live in Studio C by Steve Allen Hyman, who is participating in the big Steinway Society of Nashville and Lipscomb University presentation of all the sonatas, the 32 sonatas of Beethoven. Steve, good to hear you play. Good to see you again. Introduce yourself to us.
Well, I'm Steve Hyman. I am didn't spend my life as a musician, but I've spent my life as an anesthesiologist most of my time at Vanderbilt, and I'm professor of anesthesia at Vanderbilt. And for many years, I didn't play when I was in medical school and a young resident and stuff. But I started to play again at age 40, and so ever since then, I've played pretty consistently. And then I went back to Belmont and graduated from Belmont with a master's in piano performance in 2004. Wow. So I'm very flattered to be able to be included in this group of people, because some of the people are just wonderful, just my idols of piano playing: Marilyn Shields Wiltsey, Bob Marler, Matt Phelps, Christian Klefstad. They are just wonderful, and I'm trying to keep up my end of the bargain.
Well, it's a wonderful endeavor to be participating in, for sure.
It's really wonderful.
Well, thank you for playing for us today.
Thank you.
And, you know, since Steve brought up some of the other pianists, we should say Bob Marler, the pianist from the symphony, is playing the Appassionata Sonata. Jerry Reed is playing the Hammerclavier Sonata. Marilyn Shields Wiltsey is playing 109 and 111, the two of the last three sonatas. So it's a pretty phenomenal lineup of musicians that are participating in this event.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm going to introduce now Christian Klefstad. Christian will be playing music from the Opus 10, number 2, F major sonata, Beethoven. Christian, introduce yourself before you play.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to. This last piece that we're going to have is a little bit of a kind of a bonbon after the two a little bit more heavy pieces that we've had. In fact, Beethoven is really well known for his kind of introspective, almost mystical music like we had with the 110. And certainly the forceful, very dramatic music that we just heard Steve play, this Moonlight Sonata and so many others. So it's nice to hear sometimes also that there was another side to Beethoven. He had this ability to write very much in the style of his time, the kind of witty, urbane music that was made famous by one of his teachers, Haydn. And so I'll be playing the first movement of Sonata in F Major, Opus 10, number 2, which has a lot of that character. Thank you.
Christian Klefstad playing the first movement of the Piano Sonata in F Major, Opus 10, Number 2 by Beethoven. Christian is an associate professor of music at Belmont University. Thank you so much for participating in our program today, and nice to meet you and hear you play. Matthew Phelps, give us another rundown of when and where this great series, the landscape of the landscapes in Beethoven's Piano Sonatas is endless. So it's an amazing thing to be able to hear all of them if you want to. So
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and one of the, when we were first talking about this, I had made the comment that I don't, that composer's repertoire, that single genre of repertoire, is one of the few repertoires where you can start at the beginning, go to the end, and really hear the progression of music. I mean, you start in the classical period, you end in the romantic period, and you hear the transformation as it goes. So to have an opportunity to take them all in is really special. Well, again, it's Friday night. We'll start around 7 p.m. in Ward Hall at Lipscomb University, and you'll get to hear, I believe, 8 of the early sonatas, and then at the Steinway Gallery in their recital hall on Sitco Drive, we'll start at 10. I think that goes till around 5:30 or so, and that's
on
most of the middle
Saturday
period.
Morning?
And that's Saturday, yes, mm-hmm. Starts Saturday morning. That's most of the middle period sonatas, and then back to Ward Hall at Lipscomb Saturday night on the 24th. For the late period sonatas. And I should also mention that on Sunday afternoon, as part of the festival at West End Methodist at 4:30, we'll not only do the Mass in C, but we'll also do the Triple Concerto, which I'm playing with my trio, Aaron Hall and Keith Nicholas. So
well,
it's going to be a great weekend
of Beethoven.
That's exactly
right. Well, quickly mention the website again.
Absolutely. So. NashvilleBeethovenFestival.org. And there's a complete list of pianists there. And we can't mention everyone. There's a lot of really great pianists that are participating in this.
Well, thank you to Matthew Phelps, Steve Allen Hyman, and Christian Klefstad for this Beethoven Today live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. Coming up next week, composer Nicholas Wing is here with his original music with featured soloists Carrie Juan Bailey and Tessa Loftus. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of 91 Classical and live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for Middle Tennessee's Classical Music live in Studio C.